I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I think the time I got caught drinking for the first time, I folded, dude. I was such a bitch about it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was drunk.
Uh-huh.
So I was, like, crying. I remember I got snitched on at the party I was at. The parents called. My parents were like, actually, no. What happened was I called my parents. I called my mom. And I was like, could I sleep at my friend's house? She was like, yeah, that's fine. And then I called like 10 minutes later and I was like, can I sleep at my friend's house? And my mom was like, you already asked, but yeah, that's fine. And then I called again and they were like, your father's on his way. And I was like, what? No. I was wearing a Michael Vick jersey.
Oh.
Atlanta Falcons Michael Vick jersey. And I spilled like punch on it. So it had shit all over it.
Dude.
And I got in the car and my dad was like, were you drinking? And I was like, no. And he fucking hit me right in the face immediately. And I was like, what the fuck? He was like, were you drinking? And I was like, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got busted multiple times. And I came in the one time, and I was just, I, like, drank a bottle of wine and then, like, a bunch of Captain Morgan, and I was just fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And I just got, like, first, I think I got first or, like, maybe even second honors at high school. So I was just like, whatever. And I roll into my house. My mom was, like, doing laundry at, like, midnight. So I thought she'd be asleep, and I like remember standing there and just kind of wobbling. She's like, Kevin! And I was like, fuck.
No.
He came down, and I was like, dude, get off my back. I'm on the honor roll. And he was like, dude, shut up. Just go upstairs. And I was like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I tried to fight
my dad.
I
got up in his face.
I tried to fight my dad.
Yeah, he looked at me and was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
I was like,
my dad got emotional too, though, which is really funny. Like, I remember... like, I was up in my room, and then I came back down. My dad was just, like, watching sports, like, was clearly done, didn't give a fuck. And I was like, fuck you, dad. Like, I came down. I was like, he didn't hit me. He was like, get the fuck up to your room. I'll fuck you up. And I was like, ran back upstairs.
I went up to my room, and, like, once it hit me that I was in trouble again, I just instantly started crying. And I was so, like, and I was sharing a room with a bunch of people, so I was in my bed just being like, I'm an alcoholic. Ma'am, I need help.
Like, you can't punish me. I need help.
It's not fair, man. And I was just, like, crying like a fucking banshee. I was, like, my two older brothers were away at school, so I was, like, the oldest.
Oh, my God.
All my family still makes fun of me. I was like, this isn't fair, Mom. I need help. I have a problem. And I was, like, crying down the hallway.
That's funny. I went with the victim. I was like,
oh, yeah.
The other guys made me do it, Mom. I rolled on everyone. I lied. I was the one. I think I brought the boot. Like, I was...
I tried to
roll it on everybody. I was like, it was the DeFranks and the Hershes. It wasn't my fault, Mom. And I took my Michael Vick jersey off and went downstairs. I was like, fuck you, Dad. You can't hit me. And he was like, I'll fuck you up.
Blame the victim didn't work. Let me go fight my dad.
And he was like, you're a faggot. Go upstairs. I was like, I'm not a faggot. Yeah, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I like try to come home to my dad and mom who have like six kids in a business and be like, I'm stressed out by school. Get off my back. I'm fine. He was like, my dad got my way. And I'm like, what are you going to do about it? I remember he was like breathed on my face and was like, get the fuck upstairs. It's like, then in my head was instantly like, I'm an alcoholic. Like ran upstairs.
But this was all triggered by my dad immediately hitting me in the face.
Yeah.
As soon as he picked me up.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to give him one chance to tell the truth. Of course, I was like, I wasn't drinking. Popped me right in the face. And I was like, nah. I know you when he punched me for not answering the phone, right? The phone was sitting next to me. And he was like, pick the phone up. And I got, no. And he just stood up and punched me in the fucking nose. I started crying again. I was like, what the fuck?
That's what you get.
He was trying to punch me in the chest, and I ducked.
And he fucking caught you in the
butt.
I was
too quick, dude. I fucking...
True. Jack Dempsey, dude.
Yeah, that was. I'm trying to think of other times I've cried.
I used to cry every time I got out in sports. If I would strike out in baseball, it was fully. I was in the dugout just fucking like crying. If I got out and kick, I wasn't allowed to play kickball with the older kids, like my cousins. I would like get out and kickball, and I'd be like, "You're out!" Throw the ball at me. I'd be like, "Hey!" Just run away crying. I didn't like losing like that in sports.
Yeah,
I told you. I told the story too about my. My brief history of sports apparel. Well, my parents bought me the Miami Hurricanes jacket.
Yeah, I remember that's why you were a Miami fan. What happened there?
I wore it to a family party. And I was like 7 years old. I'm like, got a new jacket. This is sick. I watch the Hurricanes. They just get devastated. And I just remember having the jacket on and feeling like such a fucking loser that I just started crying. And I was like, my parents like dropped me off there. And I'm like, it's because my dad doesn't watch sports. They bought me the wrong clothes. These guys stink. I was crying my eyes out. They never watch sports.
Oh, man.
To this day, I still rep the Canes, but dude, I was fucking, I think that traumatized.
Yeah, being a bookie is pretty lit.
Yeah, it is.
My dad was a bookie, and he would be on the phone. He would like, because the phone, it was a fucking landline, so he would be taking phone calls all the time and just be like, what do you want? What do you want? Nickel? You wanted that on it? Like, all right. Hang up. Be like, what was that? He'd be like, nothing, Shane. Come on. No, you taking bets. He's like, oh, yeah, Shane. Well, it's $10. We're friends.
It's one of those things where it's like, unless you're pulling in hundreds of thousands of dollars, it was nothing. Nobody gives a fuck.
No.
Like
they
popped those guys in Ridley and they got caught. They had like a gambling den. They were all bookies and stuff. And they were just like laughing as they got arrested. Like, all right, dude, take our gambling place.
I have
9 fucking accounts overseas with $1 million in them.
My dad was betting like, I think he was actually telling the truth that it was just him and his friends.
Yeah, it's probably, you know.
From a couple guys from the Knights of Columbus.
A little something, dude. That's a gentleman's agreement.
But I knew exactly what he was doing every time.
That's crazy you can't do that.
What, take bets?
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? Bullshit. Why can't I?
Yeah.
That's bullshit, dude.
It's just to protect retards.
Why? What do you mean?
Because people get in debt and then get killed.
Yeah, but they're like.
So they had to make it illegal.
Yeah, I guess.
There's enough retards out there that keep betting and then they end up.
Why don't they just do it to where, like, you just got to pay? I mean, boogieing with Venmo must be sick. It's like, all right, we'll put up $25, and if you lose, I'll pay you back.
I'm not saying nothing here.
Shane, get a credit card.
I got a couple friends.
Get a credit card.
I got a friend that's a bookie. I can't also be
a bookie. Give them action. And then just go around and enforce it, dude. We should start enforcing.
I'll send you.
Be like, yo, what am I going to do?
You get them.
I'll get them, yeah. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable beating people up for sports bets.
No, I'm not going to beat somebody up for not paying me for, like, the Ravens over.
I know.
Yeah.
That was my problem with bookieing. Someone will lose, and I'm like, I don't want to take money off this guy. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, if somebody didn't pay me, I'd be like, yeah, I wouldn't pay.
Yeah, it's not a
in
thing.
In my mind, I'd be like, I wouldn't pay. I don't. The IRS is after me,
People
dude.
Get beat with that all the time, dude.
Before we get into that, what? I would like to, because Dan appreciates stories about my dad.
Yeah?
I do have to fucking bring this up, because I literally haven't laughed this hard. I showed you guys already. It's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
You had to post the pic.
And
dude,
I did.
Funny.
It's on my Instagram, at Shane M. Gillis. M as in Michael. Saint Michael.
There you go.
But
start going by your full four confirmation
Shane
name, too.
Michael Sebastian Gillis.
There you go. Martyr saint.
Sebastian, my confirmation name, after the great Polish kicker Sebastian Janikowski. That's why I picked it. We went. My niece was in town, so we took her to play laser tag.
How was she? First of all, laser tag.
She stunk.
Did you hit her?
My dad was the worst. My dad was easily the worst. Like the high score, one kid got like 29,000, which was absurd. There's no running rule that a lot of people disobeyed. People
really?
Were fucking sprinting.
Was it full there or was
It was packed.
Okay. God, that's so funny.
It was us and a bunch of black kids, which was really funny to see my dad. I'm like, dude, my dad's going to get someone in like a hands-up, don't shoot situation. He's gonna be like, fuck you.
Was your dad standing his ground the whole time?
My dad just stayed in the bag and stood his ground. He really did stand his ground. Really? He defended the fort. He stayed back and defended the fort. It was like, not in my neighborhood.
That's so funny.
But, so right when we go in to do the rules, now we're under black lights and... Yeah. Everyone, we're in like a semicircle around the guy. This, you know, he's a teenager going over the rules. And my sister, I just hear my sister say, she was like, Jesus Christ, Dad. And pointed at his crotch. And under the black light, my dad's jeans, his dick was just, it was fluorescent. Like it was lighting up the room how much fucking, I don't know what it is. It can't be cum.
I mean, you can't totally rule that out.
Nobody comes directly into
he
their
He might have been just like dick out of jeans and came just fountainheaded all over his Levi's.
He
dude.
Definitely doesn't wash those, and those jeans are definitely like 25 years old.
It might have been like a wet dream on the couch.
It was, dude.
He could have had a wet dream on the couch.
Maybe he cummed right before we went to tag.
It's so funny. It was like the opening scene of Belly. It was like a bunch of little black kids, and then it was just your dad's with cum jeans.
He was walking through. He was wearing a dress shirt tucked in. He had his hands in his pockets.
Your dad was one of the security guards at the club that just got shot.
Yeah, DMX was like, what the fuck, dude? Why are you coming all over yourself? Dude, I went, as soon as my sister pointed it out, dad was like, ah, Jesus Christ. Dude. This kid was trying to read the explanation of the game, trying to explain. I had no idea what the rules were. I fell over crying. I haven't laughed that hard. I don't think me and my sister were both crying, sobbing, laughing.
Oh my God. So they still have, do you get a nickname?
Yeah, you get a nickname.
What was Phil's? Phil's
was Big Pun. Yeah, which was hilarious because everybody else, my sister was Katie, I was Shane. And of course, we didn't know it was all black people in there. So. They were like, and Big Pun, you're number 26. He walks out with his cum jeans. He's in there chasing little kids around in the laser tag. Cum all over himself. God. I mean, that was, I don't know what the fuck it was.
I hope
it was detergent.
Because, what was on his jeans?
Yeah. There's no way.
Cum. That's the only thing that comes up in a black light's cum.
It was so much, dude. Much cum. That was multiple loads.
He probably let off like a 2-monther on like an afternoon nap on the couch. Was like, woke up, was like, God damn it.
He's probably watching golf. He's probably fell asleep. Woke up, just like,
probably right before he went there, he probably woke up from a cum nap and like went right to laser tag. It was like, God damn it.
All right, Shane. All right.
That must be like a 2-monther.
Knock it off. Then he went to the Elks afterwards and got fucking shit-faced. And then came home and there was UFC on last night. And I broke down my rules for betting on UFC. Because my dad was drunk enough that we bet on UFC last night, mm-hmm. which is fun as fuck.
Oh, it must be so
betting
much fun.
On UFC is like the most fun shit in the world. And no, neither of us. Yeah. You bet on McGregor.
I did it with Beezer too one time.
It's fun as fuck. So when you have money on the fighter,
yeah.
It's great. But I broke down the rules to him. I was like, look, if it's a black guy versus a white guy, you go with the black guy. If it's a white guy versus an Asian, you go with the white guy. Here's the tricky one. Asian versus black. Asian.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They trick them.
Really? So that's why you're going?
So then...
How'd it hold up?
3 for 3. And then with women's fight, it's just whoever's uglier.
Yeah. True.
Guaranteed money every time.
That's actually that's a good,
yeah.
That's a good system.
Went 3 for 3 last night. Black dude pounded a Norwegian. Hot chick broke her arm in the first round. Like right away, this hot chick. She was fighting some lesbian from Australia.
Good luck.
With face tattoos. I was like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
And then, the final fight was a Asian versus a white dude. White dude just fucking housed him.
And you think Asian dudes will beat up black dudes?
Yeah, they'll trick you in UFC.
I can see that.
They rarely get to fight, but when they do, the Asians.
That's true.
Oh.
I think a lot of the black fighters have a lot of respect, a lot of like Wu-Tang based
too much respect,
for the Asian fighters.
All right, so that was my weekend. How about you? On Sunday, I went and day drank with my dad at the Elks.
Nice.
That was nice. Got to see his world.
Probably awesome.
It's crazy. It was just me and him and like 7 other old people at this bar. They're all old as shit.
That's so funny.
Just at the Elks. Just
drinking it up.
He's like, Shane. He's like, look at these TVs. I got everything. I got all the sports packages. So beer's cheap as hell. He's like, this is it. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, there's a huge difference between people like baby boomers or people raised by people in the Great Depression and people, millennials or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's been like, even like the Bible, you read it and it's like, got a water well, some goats, married my cousin, and it's like, it's the end of that guy's story. It's like, fucking over, dude.
Yeah.
And then for baby boomers, it was like, get a house, have kids, game over. And now for millennials, it's like...
I have to express my voice artistically.
Yeah.
I have so much in the world I need to change.
Yeah, dude, it's also...
Even though I just said, all I think about is stand-up every day.
The thing is that you're competing now. Like, it used to be like, you're in a little town, there's 60 people... If you just aren't like Elephant Man, people are like, it's a good looking boy. And now like we're driving around, there's just posters of Brad Pitt everywhere. And it's like, you're competing with millions of people now.
Yeah.
Because the internet, and like if you want to be a comedian, there's the world basically watching on YouTube and every motherfucker that wants to be a comedian in the world. Whereas like if you were just kind of like a half funny insurance salesman in the 50s.
Bust around, call some folks. Actually got a big meeting with Phil Gillis coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we got a telephone call with my dad here in a moment. And
about to get him fired up.
He doesn't even know about the secret podcast.
Nobody does.
Nobody knows
about this. Let's fire up your pops.
Some people have some questions. they can tell there's something great happening about the secret podcast, but nobody knows about it. So
keep it that way.
Let's get Phil Gillis on the line.
All right, let's pop him up. Boy.
Hey, I'm trying to get a hold of Shane Gillis, actually, ABA Financial Solutions.
Yeah, you're looking for Shane Gillis?
Yeah, we thought this was Shane's number. He's got an outstanding debt with the city of Philadelphia we're trying to settle on. It's expired PPA.
Yeah, he lives in Philadelphia. And this is his parents' house.
Ah, got it. Okay. You know how we can get a hold of him? It's roughly about $3,400 we're trying to settle on. Outstanding parking tickets, mostly.
Outstanding parking tickets for $3,400?
Yeah, they will, you know, they kind of develop pretty quickly, and then once we take the debt over, we tack something on as a penalty and fee, so, yeah.
Okay, well, let me see what I can hear. Hold on a second.
All right, here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, he's going to be so mad.
You think he's going to call you?
I bet.
Oh, no.
Just play the waiting game.
He's going to get fired. I'm going to guess you, dude.
Yeah, he gets so mad about fucking parking tickets. He handled that one well, though. I thought he was going to stick up for me when you were like $3,400. And he was like, for parking tickets?
I know. Well, I threw that interest rate stuff thing. Like, this is ridiculous. But he was like, yeah. All right, yeah, fuck him. Damn, dude.
Maybe I should just call him.
Maybe.
Like, what's going on?
Yo, dude, some guy called for you. Some guy did call for him.
All right.
Like, why do you have some guy calling for you, dude? You don't have my parking tickets for your parking tickets.
Fuck. Maybe this wasn't a good idea to fuck with this old man. I'm starting to regret this, dude. He's going to be pissed.
I can't believe Chris O'Connor called your dad.
Yeah. I'll call him right now. Be like, hey, they called you. Sorry about that. Here it is. Is it recording?
Hello?
Sos?
Yeah?
What's going on, man?
Well, some company just called me and said that they're a collection group and you owe them $3,400 for parking tickets.
What? Thought we paid that. Thought I paid. I just paid those. Remember when I was at the house? I paid those. Yeah, they called me, and I was wondering why you fucking sold me out.
I didn't sell you out.
You fucking sold me out. They wouldn't have been able to fucking contact me. I was fine.
You were fine, and it was continuing to escalate.
Dad, you're being a pussy about this. Come on.
Hey, Shane. You're dead.
I'm fucking with you, Phil.
Okay.
No, I mean, the whole thing's fine. The fucking phone call was fake. Yeah, that was Matt McCusker. He's sitting right next to me right now. He's being a dickhead, too.
So you thought I was going to get all fired up at MFU and this and that?
Yeah, you did pretty well.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
You recorded this now, and this is going to go somewhere, right?
No. Well, yeah, it is. What do you think about Trump winning? We didn't get to talk about that. Now that I have you on, you're our first guest.
Am I?
You're the first guest we've ever had on our show.
Well, your fucking show's not going to last. Because that was idiotic.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. We thought you'd freak out. Now, you called me.
Just like, get done watching Prices Right and then have lunch and said, let's go fuck with my dad. So, we did.
Well.
Come up with something better.
That's true. You said you had a joke for me. You called me the other day and said that you had a joke that you thought I could use in my...
Timing is everything. That joke is when Trump was visiting Obama in the White House.
Is this going to be racist?
Absolutely.
Oh, shit. Well, let's hear it.
So their meeting was supposed to take place and last about 15 minutes.
How fucking bored are you? How fucking bored are you that you're just on this fucking show right now?
I'm on your show right now?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, maybe you should fucking chill with the racism.
It's not really.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. I want to give you, because people who listen to this are going to actually think you are racist, so you're not. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what I was saying is Trump was supposed to meet with Obama 2 days after the election.
Yeah.
Which he did. Supposed to last about 15 minutes. He was in there for an hour and a half. So after they talk about Obamacare and the, you know, international things and building the wall, not building the wall, immigration, things like that, Obama starts, pulls out his putter and starts putting on the carpet. And he says, I understand you're into golf. Trump says, well, yeah, in fact, I own a few courses. He says, well, I'd love to play. He says, well,
holy fuck, Dad! No! God damn it, Phil!
Oh man, that's tough.
Yeah, that's tough. You're gonna get eaten alive on the internet for that.
Yeah. Don't.
I have to. This is the best thing we've come up with all day.
Don't.
I'm sorry, Dad.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know you're kidding. You're the best, and I'll see you this weekend. I'll be home. You can catch me and Matt McCusker at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone this weekend, this Friday and Saturday. Phil, what do you think of that?
This Friday and Saturday?
The Harrisburg Comedy Zone.
Let me get a large group of people together, and then you can go and say how you like to 69 with your dad.
All right, that's it. That's the fucking end of this conversation. I'll talk to you later, Dad.
Dag. Old man gave you the biz.
Yeah.
As usual.
He was not happy about that. That ending there, that what he referenced, the 69ing part. My dad's not a fucking pervert. That was me. He was referencing a joke I did.
In front of him. Family and friends
while bombing. I tossed out this fucking Hail Mary at the end of it about what would you rather do? Would you rather get shot in the head or 69 with your dad?
Daddy-o did not like that.
And the old man and my mom, and they invited family friends.
The Osbournes.
The Osbournes were there. They got to watch their good friend's son flounder and then toss out a joke about, you know, 69ing with their fucking friend.
Well, also the impending threat of a gun to the head makes it all that more violent and disturbing. It's like some weird Saul fantasy where now you got to like suck your way out of it.
Yeah. And
and the amplifier too is you both have to finish. Exactly. That's the horrific. That's more scarier than the gun.
You both have to finish. So this could take hours.
Yeah.
Hours straight of just you and your dad 69ing.
Just like sore necks and clenched jaws. Yeah. Both sounding like two old wives to each other, like, my neck's tired.
So I had a show in town in Harrisburg, and my parents were excited. They haven't seen me do stand-up in a while. They thought I moved to Philadelphia. They're like, man, he's really working on becoming a good stand-up comic. And then they got to watch me bomb for like 10 minutes and toss that one out. And the funny thing was, is everyone in the audience knew me. So it was all like my friends and shit from high school, and like they all knew my dad too. And they all knew he was sitting in the fucking front row, in the middle of the front row. And they just got to watch me say that and crumble. I crumbled on stage when I said it too. My mom yelled.
Really?
My mom yelled, and I thought it'd be funny to tell her to shut the fuck up.
So you told your mom to shut the fuck up, and you proceeded to implant the visual of you and your father 69 and in front of the Osbournes to the
Which
whole party.
Was fucking hilarious.
Did they drive home together?
I don't think.
That would have been so funny if they just drove home in silence. Your parents and the Osbournes. It's like, hey, it's a good boy.
Yeah,
you got a good boy.
Fucking Cats in the Cradle comes on the fucking radio. No, that was... I don't know. I think it's funnier they drove separate because as soon as the Osbournes got in the car, they must have been like, holy fuck.
Something's wrong with that boy.
That kid is fucking weird.
That's a weird boy.
That is a weird dude.
I'm just imagining, I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but like, just like an older lady, you know, a mature older lady with like one of those like blanket shirts, just like a blanket draped over and big costume jewelry, all excited to go out with her husband, Mr. Osborne.
No, they're fucking pretty hip, actually.
Are they?
Yeah. They're a wealthy, wealthy bunch, successful.
Good for them. We do
nice.
Accept
and,
donations
and
on the
Mrs.
cast.
Mrs. Osborne's always nice to me.
Really?
Like, every time I see her, she, like, hugs me. She's like, Shane.
Oh, man.
And now...
I'm sure they don't care. That's the other thing. I wonder about that sometimes, but, like, they've heard horrible shit.
I think that's got to be the worst thing they've ever seen.
Yeah, that's true too. Like, I guess it's a different way of joking. People didn't joke about that back
nobody
then.
Nobody jokes like that. People no still does. Don't. I say that joke sometimes and people get like mad.
If I grabbed my dad's ass, he'd fight me. Like, if my dad would fight me. He doesn't get around like that.
No, they don't fuck around.
If it's a nice car, like a Lexus or a Mercedes,
uh-huh.
that's fucking dented and beat up, guaranteed black person. Really? Guaranteed.
You're going on that.
I'm 100% certain. If you see like a nice Lexus that's just beat to shit,
yeah,
you're like, all right, that's definitely a black person.
That's funny because you used to have a nice
even
Lexus.
Even though I drove, oh no, both shit. My cars are racially, yeah, I know. Like yeah. My old car was a Lexus that was beat to shit, and now I drive, I drive an Asian fucking little rice beater fucking... I'm fucking, dude, my car right now is a tinted windows, spoiler, body kit.
I need to put you to bed, dude. You're just getting busting out rice beaters and shit.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking Alex shit Jones. And the goddamn rice beaters. Yeah, dude.
If you keep him up to midnight, dude, it's just nothing but racist shit comes out.
That's what I do, dude. After midnight, I'm like a gremlin, dude. You pour a Miller High Life on me, I'm just like, oh, the rice.
Just down here twitching, you're like, walking the wall.
Black people suck at driving.
You're walking. You're just pacing your floor at midnight. Like, he stood his ground. He's an honest idiot.
I like those damn statues. And the damn globalists are trying to take down the statues.
You just wake up every morning with a Blue Lives Matter flag hanging. You're like, oh, fuck. God damn it.
Again. Take it down. Dude, I'm a racist werewolf. You're a werewolf. I got to tie myself to a tree if there's a full moon. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, that's...
I'll tell you what's the problem is.
It's like, it's already happening. Why can't we have White Entertainment Channel? Get out of here! Dude, racist werewolf. My dad's a racist werewolf, for sure. Dude, my dad, you get a couple cocktails in him, he is a racist werewolf.
He has to come out.
And it's funny, too, because you can goad him into it. You can be like,
oh, yeah.
Dad, what do you think of Obama? He's all fucked up. I'll tell you what.
The best is when someone steers a conversation so they can talk to you about race.
Oh, yeah.
That happened to me on job sites. I'll be like, yeah, man, you know, this whole job thing isn't what it used to be with construction. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, points a bunch of Mexicans. He's like, yeah, these motherfuckers in here. And if they just fill you out, he's like, yeah, you got them. And he's like, then he's like, there's a company where it's like all black dudes. He's like, these motherfuckers. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
this
shit.
Is what he got me into.
Yep. Dude, my dad is the... And it's funny, too, because he thinks he's not being racist.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he'll be like, Shane, I'm telling you. Like, Shane, I'm not racist. You know me. I'm like, Dad, you're being racist. And that's the thing. I say it in that joke. It's like, people think that, like, being racist is, like, either you are or you aren't.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, everyone's racist. It's a fucking spectrum. It's not a fucking... Yeah. It's not...
And you can...
It's not a yes or no.
Exactly. I think I've talked about this before. When the guys... At that restaurant, he put his laptop down in a bag in his laptop. He was working in a restaurant that I was working at, and the trash guys came, two black dudes, and they like he like
oh, yeah,
backpedaled
yeah.
and was like, "Oh, grab my bag!" And then he looked at the black guys and was like, "No, not you guys!" And like, dude, I was just like, "Dude, shut up!" He just started picking up trash and throwing it away with him. Guys, he did something slightly weird, but it's also he didn't because they're two strangers, and you have a $1,300 MacBook. It's like, dude, go get your fucking laptop.
Yeah, that's the thing about, like, my dad and people, a lot of people in, like, Mechanicsburg, like, where I'm from, and, like, any small town that's just white people, they have a level of racism that's, like, they don't even know it's, they're like, yeah, Shane, I got no problem with black guys. So you bring any black guy you want in the house, I don't care. It's like, Dad, don't so fucking funny. Say that, you idiot. It's like, you don't have to say it. No. Like, Shane, come on. He belongs to...
I don't care.
The Mechanicsburg Club. This is the funniest thing in the world. So there's the men's club in Mechanicsburg. Yeah. The men's club. And up until very recently, they would not let black people in.
Really?
Like, I'm talking, like, recently, like, within the last 2 years.
Really?
There's a men's club in Mechanicsburg that's like a drinking club.
How are they denying people?
I don't know. But it was, like, an unwritten rule that, like, black people aren't allowed to go there.
Okay.
There was a kid that was getting recruited. He played quarterback in Mechanicsburg. He was getting recruited by Michigan and Notre Dame and all these schools.
Yeah.
And apparently, this is probably a rumor, urban legend in Mechanicsburg, but they had a black coach that they couldn't go to this place. Like, seriously, it's that fucking crazy.
Damn.
Like, it's like, well, that story was foolish to say, but still, it's but, like,
yeah, that was the urban legend.
And like, I'll make fun of my dad and be like, dude, why do you go to that fucking like clear clans? And he's like, Shane, it's not racist. Like, well, fucking, we'll let them in. They can come in. I don't care. And we got fucking gay guys in there. We don't care.
Like two.
There's a guy. There's a guy named Jamal that goes to the Elks in Mechanicsburg. Yeah. So he goes to the men's club and the Elks club. Uh-huh. He has two fucking.
My so dad, he's in. He's the men's club. Lifted their band.
The men's club. No, no, no. I'm talking about my dad.
Oh, okay.
My dad will go to the men's club, and I'll be like, Dad, you're fucking I like, I always make fun of him. I'm like, yeah. Dad, you're in the fucking Klan, dude. That's the Klan. And he's like, Shane, he's like, I go down there to sign the book, and that's it. You know what sign the book is?
No.
All right, so all these, like, VFWs and Elks and all these fucking clubs, they all have a drawing.
Uh-huh.
So you show up. And you sign your name to the book. And it's kind of a raffle. It's just a raffle.
Okay, that makes sense.
So yeah. My dad, he uses it as an excuse
yeah.
to go fucking drink a pitcher of beer.
Yeah, sign the book.
He's like, I'm coming. I got to sign the book. I got to fucking do this. I'm like, so you're going to go to your other... He goes to two bars. He'll go to the men's club. And then he'll go to the Elks and be like, Shane. I'll be like, what? Why are you going to the fucking bars all day? He's like, I'm not dead. He's like, Shane, I'm signing the book. And I'm getting out of there. I'll have one drink.
He drinks a pitcher.
He drinks pitchers and counts those as drinks. I'll be like, how many drinks do you have at the Elks? He's like, Shane, I had two. I had two drinks.
two fucking pitchers.
I'm like, Jesus. But yeah, the Elks let in a guy named Jamal.
Okay.
Who's this, he's a Muslim Pakistani dude. And he is the fucking, he's their trophy.
Oh, they're all around him?
Oh, they're so happy to be
hey,
like,
Jamal.
They're like, Shane, Jamal's there. It's like, I mean, we're not racist. They're not, I mean, they're not racist. It's old white dudes from a fucking town.
From the middle of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, obviously they're racist by our standards, but they're not dealing with black people.
Plus,
so it's not like it's...
A, they're not. B, it's like, dude, my dad, his grandmom, he was like, when I was little, they grew up in Southwest Philly until they were like 7 or 8 and they moved. And his grandmom would like sit them on the front steps and be like, you got to stay away from the blacks. The Jews are out of the question. Italians are questioned. He was like 6 years old. And then she would rock him on her knee and be like, you got to watch out, honey. They're the worst. And like, dude, then the fact that your dad does let black people in his house, as fucked up as it sounds,
he's trying, dude.
He's coming from humble racial beginnings. Especially if you were white in Philadelphia. You didn't even mix with Italians. Like, when you grew up in the 50s, 1956, 1960s, you're in Southwest Philly. If you saw Polish people, you're like, get the fuck out off
dumb
the street.
Fucking potato brain.
No one fucking... No one... You just had your squad, and you're like, everyone else is bad, and you can't trust them.
That's how...
Because they're immigrants coming from other countries, which I'm not, justifying being like, get black people out of the men's club. But
that's how it is.
It's where it comes
from. So the 69 your dad thing, that was a...
He didn't like it.
Fuck no.
And he called you the next day to tell you that.
Called me the next day and said, he was like, well, first time he called me, I was like, if this is about you giving me stand-up advice. Because after the show, I was fucking hammered after the show. And he came up and was like, that show fucking sucked.
That sucks.
And he was like, that really sucked. And then he just left. And I was my mom didn't talk to me.
Oh. That's the double dagger. That's like the small dagger in the back, dude. The mom silence.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, I knew what I was doing. Like, I knew seeing a guy up there talking to his dad about 69 with him and then screaming at his mom, like, shut the fuck up, mom, yelled no. I knew it was fucking funny. Like, if I saw someone else do it, I'd be howling and, like, crying laughing. But I did it. And so he was upset. He called me the next day and was like, right when I answered the phone, I was like, if this is about stand-up, I'm not going to fucking talk to you. I don't want to hear your fucking advice on stand-up. And he was like, all right. So I hung up.
I think I was there when you hung up on him, actually.
And like 20 minutes later, I called him and I was like, all right, what the fuck?
What do you want?
What is it? And he was like, I don't know. You tell me. What do you think about that show? I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, it sucked. I know. But that joke's not that bad. I was like, it's a good joke. You got to give it a chance. And he was just like, why can't you be like the other guys? Why can't you do stand-up like the other? Everybody else was having fun, telling stories and jokes. You're up there talking about... I don't even want to say what you were talking about. But yeah, that's the...
That's a tough one. It's a tough call to field from the dad.
Yeah, that's anytime. But then Tommy... I was with Tommy Pope, and he just laid some decent... He was like, if your parents like your stand-up, chances are you fucking suck.
It's true.
And I was like, all right, nice.
That is true, though.
Yeah, it is true.
Unless you have, like, super cool parents, in which case, usually they turn out pretty weird. You know what I mean? If your parents are too cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude, 69 me, it's hilarious. It's like, your dad's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, if my dad understood why that was funny, that would be odd. He wouldn't be able to make a living. He was doing the right thing. That's funny. Yeah, he'd be doing a fucking podcast right now.
Yeah, exactly. Your dad's probably potting right now. His podcast is probably sick. The Phil Gillis Experience. So
fucking good.
Trained by night. Phil Gillis by night.
All day. Phil Gillis Experience would be so... He'd just be sitting there talking about lines of, like, Arizona State versus fucking San Diego State.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
San Diego State's getting 30. That's a good take. That's all his...
Phil's picks.
We should call him for his Stone Cold Blocks.
That's not bad. It's a
nice little bit we could throw in here.
Hell yeah. A little sports bit. Dude, I love
it. See who he's taking the week every Sunday.
Then check him. Call him. Be like, yo, bro.
Yeah, you were wrong.
You had a couple dogs this week. Sent a couple dogs to the track.
My dad's an alcoholic.
Yeah, dude.
He's embarrassed of what he's up to.
He should start. You should start. Your dad should start selfieing hard. Dude.
Live by the booze. Just be a picture of Miller Lite at the Elks every day.
My dad cut his...
Shout out, Shainer.
I forgot about this. My dad cut his finger today, cutting open an orange. For some reason, he took a razor blade to an orange and fucking cut his finger, so he needs stitches. And then they're like, you need stitches. He's like, whatever, I'm going to eat my orange. And he tried to eat the orange, and he started choking. My brother had a hind leg. Shout out to him, dude.
Damn,
he's fucking
dude.
Dumbass.
He's making a run to be a stooge.
Yeah.
He's the new fucking stooge, dude.
It runs a family. Would you cut your hand open?
He cut his hand open with a knife, opening knives.
Yeah. That was fucking...
I was fucked up. I was opening a knife set. I called my dad today. I was like, yo, I heard you're having a shitty day. And he was like, I was telling him, I'm like, dude, I just got feeling back in my left finger. And he was like, how'd you cut your finger? And I was like... Opening a knife set with another knife.
Yes, it was not. You're opening up knives and you cut your hand. I just remember you're like, ah, dude, that's going to need stitches, dude. And I looked in the kitchen and it was a fucking bloodbath.
Well, he was bleeding everywhere and he like stared at me and I was like, relax, it's okay.
Well, I did a lap. I did a quick panic lap of like.
He bled everywhere in the kitchen. And I was like, put it over the sink. You're all right. You're all right.
I needed that, dude. I was fucking... It was so much blood that I was like, this is enough blood to pass out. And then as soon as Shane was like, no, you're fine. Put it over the sink. I was like, I'm fine.
One time my dad tried to fight me because I towel whipped my mom.
You whipped her with a towel.
Yeah. I got out of the bathroom and he had a towel and he fucking towel whipped me in the face.
Oh.
Hit me in the fucking face as soon as I opened the door.
So you attacked
him. So I grabbed the fucking towel and started chasing him. And we started 69. No. And,
I started chasing him, like men do.
And he fucking hid behind my mom. Like, it was fun. It was a nice moment. Yeah. We never fuck around like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, Joan, my mom, I was like, you better fucking move. I'm going to do this. Oh, you better get out of the way. Man. She was like, I'm not going to move. And I fucking did it. And I'm normally terrible at towel whipping.
And you were just like...
For a high school bully, that's one of my weaknesses. As a bully, I was always terrible at towel whipping.
And out of nowhere, you're just Indiana Jones'd your mom.
Perfect fucking whip crack, dude, right there. And my dad switched from fun dad. Like, he treated me like I wasn't a son. He treated me like just some random dude. He got in my fucking face and was like, you fucking pussy. You want to fucking hit your mother, you fucking soft bitch. It was like, oh, God.
Oh, my, you guys were like two strangers at a bus stop.
My mom cried.
Did she
it
really?
Was that fucking
That was how hard the whip was?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She cried from that, and then my dad tried to fight me, and sure, he lost his shit. It was crazy. God.
What was the physical interact? Did you just block him off, or like?
Yeah, I was fucking
just
shelled up, dude. I covered up. Man. He had me by the fucking scruff of
Did
my
he really?
Fucking, yeah.
Dude, I'd love to see your dad jack you up.
Yeah, he's tried to fight me a couple times over nothing. Like, one time he was talking to me. It was me and my girlfriend were in the kitchen with him, and he was telling me that I needed to sell my car. And I was like, Dad, I'm not going to get shit for that. And he was like, oh, yeah? You're going to get that? And I was like, Dad, I fucking sell cars. Yeah. Like, I know what that's going to sell for. I've looked it up. And I was like, I sell cars. You sell fucking... I made fun of what he does for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucking freaked out. Tried to fight me in front of my girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, 10 minutes later, he came back and was like, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was...